Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Colin with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, over 100 staff were evacuated from Australia's largest brewery located on the Gold Coast. Yesterday, workers at the Carlton and United Breweries at Yatala were evacuated after reports of stinging eyes and a strange smell reported by staff, which may have indicated there was a chemical fume leak. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services investigated and fixed the issue, which they determined was not at the Yatala Brewery itself, but somewhere external. Following the repair and treatment of staff, the brewery has reopened and is operating normally.
The University of Queensland is conducting research to understand the food production practices of ancient Indigenous Australians. The research project, entitled Testing the Dark Emu Hypothesis, led by Associate Professor Michael Westaway, will combine multiple scientific fields in archaeobotany and plant genetics together with Indigenous community partnerships. The research is a discovery project funded by the Australian Research Council and aims to challenge existing perspectives and may reveal Aboriginal communities engaged in farming rather than foraging. The project may also gain understandings that can be used to further sustainable food production for Australia's future.
In national news, Pilbara traditional owner Raylene Cooper has criticised energy company Woodside for failing to consult her in its latest seismic testing application. Ms. Cooper successfully challenged Woodside's seismic testing approval in September, saying she wasn't adequately consulted. Since the company launched a second application in October, Ms. Cooper said negotiations had again been hindered by Woodside, who had not been forthcoming with the information she requested. A Woodside spokesperson said the company had consulted more than 80 stakeholders, including 10 First Nations groups, one of which was co-founded by Ms. Cooper.
The ACT government is expanding its stamp duty concession for off-the-plan property purchases up to $800,000, which is a $100,000 increase on the scheme's current price cap. Property Council ACT Executive Director Shane Martin said, quote, "If we think about people that are perhaps living in a four-bedroom house who no longer want to be, moving or downsizing into a tiny townhouse or apartment often is not attractive because of what the stamp duty costs." Shane Radnall, director of real estate agency Colliers, said, quote, "Build to rent is a great way of us really addressing the housing crisis. It's probably what I'd call as close to a silver bullet as possible."
In international news, three Palestinian rights groups have filed a lawsuit with the International Criminal Court concerning acts of apartheid and genocide as the Israeli campaign in Gaza continues. Al-Haq, Al-Mazan, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights urged the court to investigate Israel's denial of food, water, and electricity to Gaza. The lawsuit also called for the arrest of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as their President and Defense Minister. The Palestinian death toll is approaching 11,000 since Israeli attacks began October 7th.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24.8 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.